Welcome back to Wokeland. We are the Simones.
Yes.
In the house.
We're back.
We have another great episode for you guys today. We have a full house today, actually. We've had the most people we've ever had in the studio. Today, we are talking about everybody's favorite topic, transplants, aka people that have moved to the Bay Area who are not from the Bay Area originally. So,
it's a bit controversial.
Yes.
But this is a safe space. So we're not getting at anybody. We want you guys to talk openly and freely. And we want to hear your stories. Hear what brought you guys here. Hear what your experiences have been since moving here. So maybe let's start with everyone just kind of briefly introducing themselves and where they're from and maybe how long they lived in the Bay Area. So we'll start this
one. Yeah, my name is Carlin. I grew up in Virginia, but I lived in New York for like almost 8 years before I got to the Bay about 2.5 years ago.
My name is Dwayne Lawrence. I was born in Guyana. I grew up in Florida. I lived in Portland for 10 years before I came here just over 2 years ago.
2 years. So 2 years, 2 years.
Ish.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm just like 2 years. It's like, all right, my name is Darren. Darren Wallace. Born in New York, raised in Los Angeles. Inglewood, to be exact, and Venice, and Santa Monica, and Carson. Shout out
all of
my
LA.
Cities, right? I love LA. Moved up here like fresh out of high school, like 2010, and I've been here for 8 years. This is my 8th year.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Kayla. I'm from Mississippi, born and raised, and I've been here for about a year now.
Okay. Awesome. So we got like a nice diverse amount of time here.
He was looking at us like transplants.
Damn, there's a hierarchy within the transplant world.
Right.
Like, you got 2 years.
I picked up for that.
Okay. Yeah, how long do you have to be in a city to
that's
be,
what I'm
like,
gonna be
you
from?
To be considered from.
Right.
Totally.
Okay, well, how do you, maybe we should ask ourselves that because I mean, we're from here, so how do we feel about people who just moved here that claim they're from Oakland? But you guys, well, let's start there. Do you guys claim that you're from Oakland or from the Bay Area?
No.
No.
Okay. So when people ask you, like, where you're from, you'll say, I'm from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. I moved here 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten really good at saying, born in New York, raised in L.A.
Yeah.
And I feel like people always ask that question. It's like, what's your name? Oh, where are you from? People kind of assume you might not be from here.
Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of turnover in the Bay. There's people coming here
for in and out
for whatever reason, maybe industry or cost of living or whatever. Yeah. I feel like it's
transient.
Yeah.
So you say, Kayla, that people ask you all the time, where are you from? Because it's almost like this, and it's the inevitable. I mean, we feel that too. Like when we talk to people, I'm like, where are you from? A, because we can kind of tell just based on being here, just by how somebody talks or sometimes even their body language, if they're like from where you're from. We've lived here long enough to know that. But also, there's just a huge influx and just the history of living here all our lives, really. We've noticed that oftentimes, more often than not, we meet people who are not from the Bay more than we meet people who are actually from the Bay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you go to a party. Have you guys ever, like, you go to a party, restaurant, you're like,
all
oh,
all
for
LA
sure.
Folks.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
people from New York. All
yeah.
people from SAC.
Like, meeting someone from the Bay right now, it's like, oh, shit, like, you from the Bay? Like, oh, where are you from? What city? Like, it's like rare nowadays because everybody is, like, not from here. So.
Yeah. Have you guys experienced that?
I've experienced both, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I've met a lot of people that are from Oakland and doing business with people that, you know, just getting a conversation with them and you're like, no, I'm from here. You know, so I hear that a lot. And part of it is because of the circle I've come to keep now. It's like my cousin married into a family that's from here. So now that gave me a little more sense of belonging. And there's people that their roots are here and all that. So because of that, their circle. But when I'm, you know, building, you know, socially on my own, I run into people that are from here.
What brought you guys here?
Why'd
you guys make this
too.
Move? Why'd you guys make this move?
Yeah, what brought you to the Bay?
For me, I had a job opportunity. I'm a designer. I'm a footwear designer. So I've designed shoes at companies like Adidas, Nike, Converse, and I had an opportunity with a startup here in the Bay. It was being started by an ex-baseball player. He was starting a brand, and I got brought down here to do the footwear. The brand started and then up, like most startups, for, you know, various reasons. And so that's what got me there.
I came to the Bay on a sign, honestly. Like, I had a couple, I mean, I could tell y'all the longer story if y'all want to hear it, but long story short, like, I had a couple things that was like, I needed to move here, you know? And so I was in a happy space in life. Like, I was living in Bloomfield at that point, which is a suburb outside of New York. And I had just gotten my first home. And it was, like, a duplex. So, like, I was, like, renting. Me and my mom had built, she came up from Virginia. We put a fire pit in the back. And so I just had, like, my own place, my own domain. Oh, it was a special, special time. And, like, I had gotten this job offer from the school district there. And, like, dude was like, yo, what are they giving you? Man, come on, man. You know, I can get you. I got you. Like, I want you here. And I said, nah, man, something telling me I need to go to California, baby. So long story short, right? So I come out here, and honestly, y'all have sort of read about my perspective a little bit. The adjustment in terms of how I felt like people perceived me as a black man, and me a little bit of ego in there from the black professional sort of perspective. It's like, yeah, it was a tough adjustment. I remember thinking like, okay, why God, you want to be? Like, this is tough, you know, but... in short, I'm here because, you know, I really wanted to, you know, get a change of, like, you know, weather and all that stuff too. But
you could have went to Southern California for that. They have allegedly better weather than we do.
They
do.
They do.
I also had some small networks here, like a couple people I knew from New York. Sure. I moved here specifically, so.
Okay. Fair enough, Kayla. Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was kind of ironic because I got an internship offer here. I work in advertising. And I was like, okay, I could do a summer in the Bay Area. I feel like I would never live there. You know, they'll set my housing up for me. They'll pay for some of my flights. So this could be a good opportunity to visit. And then I fell in love with San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I came across the bridge, while in San Francisco. I was like, okay, so this is cool and all, but where are the black people? And came across the bridge and fell in love with Oakland. So I was actually extended a full-time offer and ended up coming back here at the end of the summer.
All right.
That's
funny.
Darren? I graduated high school, City Honors High School in Inglewood. And right after that, that summer, I was moving into my dorm at Berkeley. Yeah, I think that experience, like, moving up with, because I came for, they do this thing, it's called Senior Weekend, and I got really into high school retention and recruitment, high school recruitment and just, like, on-campus retention as black students, and just seeing, like, the amount of students that came from L.A. versus the ones that came from the surrounding areas, like, in the Bay, it was drastically different. Like, there were a lot more students from L.A. Even just in my cohort alone, I feel like... a little bit. I feel like more than half of us were from either LA or like another city or just somewhere not from Oakland, and definitely not from Oakland, definitely not from like Richmond and places like that. Not to say that people weren't there from those places, like they were definitely repping, like, and even seeing that, like, there was always like a LA Bay, like, sound off, like, little battle, like 3-1-0, 5-1-0, like thing. And but I think that just, like, enriched my transition up here. Like, it made it a lot more, it made everything very clear. Like, okay, it made me realize things about LA that I didn't even realize. Like, I don't know, girls down there, they say individuals for braids, and up here they say singles. Like, just like little things like
that's
that.
Important.
But they'd be like, you do it way too much, say individuals.
Extra.
It's right. Cute. But like, just things like, and it was never nothing like big that it was like some disrespectful shit or anything like that. So, and I stayed because I finished in 2014 and I got a job with Maze and Hair. Through one of my homegirls who also went to Cal, Sierra. And
shout out Sierra,
the new creative, the mean game, all of that. She put me on everything in the Bay, really. And like, she's from LA, so it's like, it's weird. Like, how we move and the people we meet, like, especially up here, because I feel like everyone's, like, always talking to each other. Like, even, like, you said something about the people that you do business with, like, they're mainly from the Bay, or, like, they have, like, businesses that are, like, homegrown, yeah, like, open grown, so... Yeah, that's what brought me out here, school, mm-hmm, in the pursuit of higher education.
Hey, yes. Opportunities.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Well, Darren and Dwayne, so it seems like you guys both kind of had, like, a built-in connection. Like, you had, like, family that your cousin married into, like, family, or...
Yeah, well, that came after.
Yeah, so after you moved here.
After, okay, I moved here.
Okay.
Up until that point, I felt like I didn't really know too many people here. Mm. And that changed, like, as soon as, right after the wedding, that switch, yeah, flipped. And, okay, and, like, I knew where I wanted to be every day and all that. Mm-hmm. But up until that point, I felt like it was taking a minute for me to grow my circle. Mm. When I first got here, that was intentional, because I'd been in Portland for 10 years. Mm. And so leaving Portland, coming here specifically, checked a few boxes for me. You know, there was, you know, I wanted another job opportunity. I wanted to live in California, and I wanted to get out of Oregon. So when the opportunity came, I was less like, I played it like I, you know, when you're negotiating, I was just like, sure, oh, yeah, I'm gonna think about it. Right. Yeah. But I was already out the door. Yeah. I was already packing my stuff. Out, right? So, you know, when I showed up, it was like, I have a pretty strong circle in Portland. But as you know, like, when a city gets small to you, then
it's time to go.
Yeah. So when I got here, I was like, I'm gonna take my time. I kind of want some anonymity, like, you know, at first. Mm-hmm. And then as I stepped out, I was like, all right, I'm gonna try to build with people, see what the community is about. It took a second. I mean, I could see it. I could see how strong it was, but mm-hmm, it took a second for me to feel like I'm in it.
So, yeah, I wanted to ask about that, because I know one thing that we hear a lot from people who move here is how hard it is to meet people out here and, like, make friends and, like, feel embedded in the community or in the Bay Area. And one thing that we always, I always hear is, like, Bay Area people are so flaky. Like, so flaky. Like, we are so, like, flippant and, like, okay, yeah, we're going to meet up. Oh, cool, nice meeting you. And then, like, you never hear from us again.
Yeah.
Which
I think I came to you one time, and it happened to me, like, twice within a couple of days, mm-hmm, where someone was just, like, venting to me and saying, I don't know, man, it's really hard out here. Bay Area people are just so flaky. I remember going there, and I was like, are we flaky?
I was like, no, I never heard that until
we literally were in the living room.
Yeah, we're like this, saying that. So I wanted to ask you guys, like, has that been your experience? Like, how has that been? Like, just, like, meeting people, getting, like, feeling like you belong here, like, in the Bay.
Well, one, I've never had, like, problems meeting people, like, just because I moved it. I was so, like, in high school, I was very adamant that I was going to come to Cal, so I was like, doing programs up here and, like, meeting, like, messaging people on Facebook that went here and, like, just doing the most. Yeah. And when I came up here, I had, like, a really strong support system. But in terms of, like, the flakiness thing, I feel like you just gotta, like, because there is, like, this weird disconnected communication, I think, especially being from L.A., because, like, in L.A., you gotta,
y'all,
like,
the flaky ones, actually.
Yeah, I feel like, actually,
so,
like,
so we were thinking.
So, I'm just thinking, like, so with people, like, because in L.A., it's a very, like, car, like, type, yeah, situation. Like, people need to have, like, confirmation. Like, okay, we're going where? Okay, cool. I'm going to be, you need to get picked up? Okay, cool. Like,
right,
everyone kind of has, like, a stake in the going out, right?
Sure.
But up here, it's like, okay, if you're not going to pick me up, someone else is going to pick me up.
Right.
I'm going to get an Uber. I'm going to get on BART, or mm-hmm, I'm going to take the, yeah, bus. Like, I feel like the mobility kind of changes things up here, and then matched with, like, the pace, like, everything's a little bit slower, like,
okay,
people aren't, like, really pressed.
They're not tripping, yeah.
Yeah, like, because things aren't going to close, like, if it does, like, there's some type of backup, like, mm-hmm, there's some homie spot, or, mm-hmm, like, there's, mm-hmm, always, like, some after party, like...
Right, and it's not far.
Right, yeah, like, everything's really close, mm-hmm, so... I think it's just, like, people don't really wait for the confirmation out here. They're just like, okay, like, I'm gonna meet you there.
Right. Just, we're very go, independent, like, so we're independent.
And if you don't show
here,
up, yeah, then okay, then you, right, of course you think they flaked on you because you didn't go meet them there because you didn't get that little piece of, that piece of comfort that you needed or something. Mm-hmm. But that's what I've experienced in my, like, because I've definitely just waited at home, like, okay, so bitch not gonna hit me. Like, I guess I'm not going. And, yeah, then she'd be like, you, yeah, I was flaky. I'm like, you never, what happened?
Right.
Yeah.
And they'd just be like, nah, just go. Like,
yeah.
Just
that's so interesting to me because I feel like I haven't had a problem with people being flaky, mm-hmm. but I've had a problem with meeting people just in mm-hmm. general. Maybe it's because I live in San Francisco, but I spend a lot of my time in Oakland. Mm-hmm. And it's like I kind of go out with the same people, mostly my roommate, because mm-hmm. he's from down south like I am. So we vibe, we know each other well. And then it's just, other than that, I feel like this city, this area is such a big, like, dating app area, or it's such a big, people already know each other, so they kind of stick to each other type of situation. It's just been difficult to kind of, like, be able to get into a circle or get into a group, because I feel like it's kind of set how it is.
Really?
But, like, no one's really flaked, I guess. I haven't met many people flaked.
I haven't heard that.
But I feel like if you walk into a group of people, like, at the lake with the Becky barbecue. Like, if you literally, if you just went up to the lake, like, you could have had a gang of friends.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like we're very open.
Very.
I will say, I agree, though. I do feel like people in the Bay Area are very, like, okay, these are my friends that I've been had since elementary, high school, college.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is true everywhere for the most part, if you're from a place. But I feel like we're open, like, okay, cool, you want to, like, come hang? Like, we're just kind of chilling. You're chilling. Yeah. But then the flaky part, I'm just like,
I'm boring.
Scratching my head. But yeah, I don't. Have you guys like experienced anything with that?
No flakiness.
It's been pretty consistent for you guys.
I agree with her. I think it hasn't necessarily been a flaky thing. It hasn't been like, hey, you want to meet up at this point and be friends?
Yeah.
And like, then they weren't there. It wasn't like, nothing like that. It's just, it's just been more of like tough. Meeting people is one thing, but then like getting traction with them for me is the thing. Like, I feel like I meet people, but then and you could vibe, but then like it's just in the moment, and like there's no like follow up the next time, because I think a large part because of like they're probably going back to what they already know, and I was, you know, a moment, you know what I mean, and like now to integrate me into their life would mean like carving out space that they, you know what I'm saying?
That's
not sure that they have, you know what I mean?
That's
And I think everybody out here is, you know, really grinding and making it happen with all the different conditions that there are, living conditions and whatnot, that, like, I feel like everybody's just kind of just, you know.
Occupied,
yeah. Trying to make it.
Yeah. I feel like it's more of, like, a millennial thing, though. I don't know, because...
Why are we so busy?
Like, everyone got a side hustle or some two jobs, whatever. Because when I used to live in New York, and I was like, y'all motherfuckers are flaky as shit. Like, I was like, damn. Like, you know how hard it is to make friends in New York? Like, everybody's so busy doing something. Like, it was just like, damn. It took me, like, maybe after a year of being there to really be like, okay, so I know her. She's, like, my friend. Okay, cool. So I'm going to build on that. But I think it's just, like, a millennial thing. Like, we're all doing so much and, like, have a lot going on. But people somehow are like, no, the Bay Area specifically is flaky.
See, I don't have a flaky thing, but so you can maybe relate being from or having spent time in New York. I've been in New York, like, almost 8 years. Sometimes in New York, sometimes in New Jersey. But, like, I have heard a lot of feedback that I'm direct. When I got here, like direct in terms of like intentions, direct in terms of like what I say. I want.
New York people are very
different. And very like kind of, and I've heard that has conveyed like a
somebody.
No, it ain't actually going to that. I was laughing actually because somebody at work actually said that when I'm in my zone, I get robotic. You know, I was like, I've never been called robotic before. It was a creative insult. So like, but the whole direct thing. I have heard, and it's taken me some time to adjust to, you know, y'all mentioned the dating. Sometimes I think about that, how direct do you feel?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Like, maybe do you want to get drinks at this bar that, you know, is around the corner? This time, maybe? Like, super, like, everything, like, the communication here is very, like,
dance around. Yeah. You think so? Well, since we're on the topic, I mean, yeah, let's talk about your dating experiences here. I mean, how do you guys... Are you guys dating here? Are you guys on apps? Like, how is, or let's simplify a little bit. How is dating here different than your hometown?
I feel like I get approached more in person, like in LA. And I think that's just to say, like, West Hollywood, like, there's, like, a huge, like, queer culture that is just, like, built into the little city, like, that I can just, like, plug into real quick. And it's cool. But up here, I think, like, in terms of, like, the gay men's, like, dating scene, it's very, like...
Online.
It's online as fuck. Like, suckers do not
what y'all got? Scruff.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Scruff, Rack, Grindr,
Adam for Adam.
That's the
dance. No, isn't there one with Adam in it?
Yeah, it's Adam for Adam. There's, like, there's so many of them. There's, like... Yeah, hella shit. Like, so when there's all that, and then there's like a whole like down low culture, there's like so many layers to just dating black men in general. Then you have it that it's like all in this one location. It's just like that part gets kind of exhausting. And then a lot of niggas don't have game anymore because it's like they're all in these apps. So it's like,
so they don't got,
They're not about to approach you. So that's been my experience. But I've had like boyfriends up here, like, but I met them in school situations.
Like, were they from the Bay or?
One is, and then the other one was from LA.
Okay, that's interesting.
But yeah, so I think. And in that regard, they still were kind of flaky, but not in a way that I couldn't, like, that I was, like, taking it personally. It was like, I know you're doing something, or I know you might not be able to get to me, or, like, there's some, like, economic or, like, societal, like, thing that's, like, keeping it, keeping it apart. So, not really taking anything personal, but, yeah, very online, very... the shadows there to the point where it's like super cute when you see like queer love, like queer black love, like oh shit, like, it's hella supportive. Like that's what I can say, like the I feel like the queer spaces are very supportive of each other, especially with QPOC spaces. But and then there's like SF is like a whole other like boat, like it's like there are so many gay white men that it's like that is the culture out there. It's like I feel like I've been exotified in those spaces a lot, or like they'll come at you on these apps like give me your black, like the buck,
right,
the buck, the 1-2, like you gorilla and shit like
that.
It gets like very intense like that, so I think but how's experience?
Well, I mean, Kayla, you're from the South, so I want to know what it's like dealing with like men in the South and men out here.
So I'm from the suburbs of, well, I'm from the metro area of Jackson, Mississippi. Everyone knows each other. It's a very small, tight-knit community, even though it's several towns put together. And then I went to college in Mississippi at the University of Mississippi, Hotty Totty. And so everyone in the state literally knows everyone. And so it's kind of simple because it's like, oh, well, I know him from like middle school or high school. Oh, okay, we can go on a date or anyway, not even date, but we can hang out or we could chill or we could kick it. And then it's kind of like people just kind of hop from person to person, to put it like in a very shallow type of way.
Sure, sure.
And then it's kind of like men down there, in my opinion, after being up here for a while now, are very cookie cutter. They're all kind of the same type of vibe, and it's just kind of annoying. And so the difference here, I feel like this is a very, since this area is so spread out, it's so small, but it's so spread out in the same way, because people come are in different circles, people do so many different things, so many different industries, so it's like it's hard to meet people here. Even when it comes to like friends, men, it's the same difference. And I've had the, I work in an office where I'm two black women are in my office, and it's about 200 people in my office. So I'm surrounded by white coworkers that are like, oh yeah, like my Tinder date last night, or my Bumble date last night. And I'm like,
I love that app,
I need to meet you in person and just see how you are, how you speak, how you talk, what you have on, and then we can like move forward. I can't just swipe and be into it. So it's just very interesting. It's a very interesting dynamic, very different. But it's, my dating has kind of been non-existent for now. It's not a priority, I guess.
Okay, gentlemen, on my side.
I mean, I'm like a recovering workaholic, so like the app was perfect for me. I was like,
talk about it.
So there was that. I mean,
the Bay Area, in terms of the types of women I've dated here, they've actually sort of like been reflections of myself. And I feel like that's kind of how we are wherever we date. It's like, because I feel like when I first got here, there was so many different layers of frustration that I was having with so many pieces of society. I think we were all in the wake of like the, damn, another person. Like, it's almost like in some strange way, we kind of got like, not okay with, but like we're almost like used to it a little bit more again. But like, it was a point where we was like, we was all really down as Black people, you know what I'm saying? And you know, sort of like my first half of being, so like first years, it was like when I would date women, it would be like they were very sort of like, we get how fucked up the system is. I work in a school system, so I'm like, I should have it. They ain't listening. I mean, not that you
just, yeah.
And so it was that, and then I feel like over the past year or so, like about a year ago, I had lost somebody very close to me. And then that became the impetus for me to start, like, you know, like not playing small about anything again. And just taking on big endeavors that were out of the mold. I have a decent sort of like trajectory I've been following in my career. But there are pieces of it that are not all of my heart, which is also funny because some of my coworkers were like, tell me about that podcast you were going to listen to. So anyway, I've been taking on other things, and I feel like, so, you know, now I find another thing that's so great about the Women Bay Area is that y'all are, in my experience, the most non-judgmental culture that I've lived in, from New York to Virginia or Carolina, wherever I've been. Like, y'all are very much like, y'all like live and like, yo, that's your thing?
Yeah, y'all work with a brother, y'all.
Yeah, of course.
So that's good when you want to take chances. You need people who will be like, oh, yeah, take that chance. Because I grew up in an environment like, you gonna do that? Did you think about this? But what is this? What is that?
Right.
And that,
I will agree. We
bring your energy.
Yeah, you know? Try that.
Do that.
Jump
Why
out
not?
That window. Right. See how it goes.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all are special for that. And that, yeah.
That's Thank you.
Mm-hmm. dating in the Bay Area, as opposed to where I've been in the past. So I feel like I spent 10 years in Portland, so I feel like I came to my own in Portland. And so, I did a lot up there. Down here, I've been seeing someone for half the time I've been here. So I don't necessarily have, like, the same sampling.
Sure.
I don't know what everybody else's sampling is, but as far as comparing it to another city, Portland, dating there was, like, especially in my 20s, is like, yeah, everybody just, eventually everybody knew everybody. It just very... circles just crossed over way too much, you know what I mean? And then social media ruined everything. I don't know, I think, and up there too, you talk about different demographics. So it's a lot of interracial dating, as opposed to down here, where, you know, it's a completely different, there's actually a lot of similarities between Portland and Oakland, except for the demographics. I'm talking about, like, I haven't dated equally here as I've dated up there, so.
So you guys have all lived here long enough to get a little bit of a sampling of what Bay Area life is like. What has been, like, your biggest disappointment?
Going back. I remember one time though I was out.
Yeah, I'm like, you didn't do nothing.
I was like, you know, like, worried about who's
Going back to talking about how small but how big the Bay is. I remember one time when I first got here, I was out, and one of my bosses and manager, we were at a bar after work or something like that, and I had my eyes on somebody, and he was like, you better say something, because you don't know where she's from. She could be from Vallejo, she could be from South Bay, and she might just be here. Because the way the Bay works, it's like, people are so like...
That is kind of dramatic, actually.
Yeah.
You better go get it.
Because
if you live in San Francisco, you're trying to date someone from San Jose.
Good
luck. Wait, so did you pursue? Or?
I didn't, I left it alone.
What has been your guys' biggest disappointment? What was your biggest surprise in a negative way here?
For me, I kind of knew what I was getting myself into because I was an intern before I had to actually move here, but my biggest negative situation was finding somewhere to live wasn't going to be half my income.
Yeah.
That's a That's a fucking struggle. Mm-hmm.
You're all of
especially when they say, what do they say? Your rent is supposed to be like 30%.
Yeah, and my dad, that's like something my dad says. He's like, I mean, he lives in Vicksburg, Mississippi, where the cost of living is, you know, pretty affordable. In college, I paid $425 for a 2-bedroom. And that was for my bedroom, my own bedroom, my own bathroom. Yeah. So I was kind of spoiled in that way that rent was actually affordable. And I came up here and it's like, well, there's so much money in the city. But it's like, you can't find somewhere to be comfortable and to be long term. I feel like everyone, you'll sign a lease and then next year you'll hop out. You'll end up somewhere else because either your rent's going up or the area is just changing so much. You're like, well, now I got to get out. I think that's the biggest disappointment for me. And I don't live in the nicest area in San Francisco. I like where I live, but when I'm paying, I just think about, oh, I could be living in Atlanta, paying the same thing with a balcony, 2 bedrooms, a view of anywhere. It could be amazing, but that's probably my biggest thing.
Yeah. Do you think about it often enough where you will consider either moving back home or actually like leaving?
I think about it because I feel like I'm so young and it's appealing to me to be able to live in a couple of different places because I was in Mississippi all my life and there's just so much beyond that, and I learned that during my summer here. That's why, you know, I decided to move here. There's so much beyond that. So I would definitely consider moving anywhere else at any time just because I feel like people say if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. But honestly, I would tell people all day, you can make it in the Bay Area, you can make it anywhere. It's crazy expensive here. Everyone has 3 jobs. Everyone is hustling. Like, it's a make you or break you type of area. Yeah.
I was going to say I agree with that on the housing part. I was just, like, shocked when I made the decision to move here and I started looking for apartments. And I hadn't looked for an apartment in so long. So I didn't have any context. And, you know, until you start really digging deep and giving it some time to look, like, those first few listings, you're just like, what's going on down there? What are they doing down there? So, you know, that definitely... was a smack in the face. The other thing, and it's not a bad thing, not good or bad, I just thought it was a bigger city. I thought Oakland was a bigger city.
Okay.
Having never been here before I moved here, because I've been to San Francisco, and I think that's kind of like the slight that Oakland always gets is like San Francisco is probably more is thought about first for some people before Oakland. But the thing about it, why I was surprised was because of the impact that Oakland has. I knew about the impact.
Yeah.
So I just assumed like the impact came with like this crazy bustling city, people at all times.
Yeah.
And so I got excited for that, especially because I was in Portland where the pace, like I said, the pace is similar. And I was ready for another pace. And I was just like, I've been in San Francisco and Oakland's got 3 major sports teams, E40. Right? I mean, so like, it's got to be just popping all the time. And I got here and I was like yeah, it was kind of slow. It was a little bit slow. So that was one thing that I just wasn't expecting.
Same. I don't know. I think it's because I feel like a lot of people that are from the Bay are like, their families are originally from like the South or like
Midwest.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of those traditions kind of carry over, especially like in the Black community. And I think that that's where the pace can be attributed from, I think. And it's like, it's that matched with like this city pace, this like hustle spirit, and matched with like a lot of history, like and a lot of like, yeah, so much history, like Black Panthers and everything. Like it's very rich in like knowledge and like exchange, but it's just like,
I think that's true though. Like Oakland just has this very like vibrant zest, this resplendent personality that's attached to it.
Yeah.
So everyone just thinks really it's like larger in size or that the pace may be a little bit more, you know, but
when I moved here,
as a sports fan growing up, you know, Gary Payton, Jason Kidd, all from here.
Oakland,
I was like, okay, so to have all these athletes make it, it's got to be a big sample of talent. But, you know.
Yeah. But I think that there's charm in that, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing, right?
It's like something out of nothing mentality.
Yeah.
I mean,
So, you know, all the places I had lived, especially the cities that I was exposed to, I thought about it a lot. I feel like when it comes to the black power class, if you want to call it, the other cities I had lived in, that class was so much more visible. And you know, it was very, you know, especially like in New York City. Like, you know, you can live in Greenbow, Alabama, no disrespect, y'all got this, if that's even a real place. But like, you know, but if you feel like you're upwardly mobile sure. and you're successful, I'm going to go and strike my chance in New York City. And so, you know, what I sort of like posited, you know what I mean, in terms of my blog or whatever, was just the thought that, like, I wonder if that does something to the psyche of everybody else around. Because my biggest disappointment around racism and just sort of like feeling like the big white lie was bigger here mm-hmm. was just because, like, I was used to being in circles where certain things weren't so frequently assumed of black people. And even, you know, within black community, there was a sense of, again, this is my perspective, two years in.
And just to give some context, Carlin wrote an article on his blog.
An old bae just came
out. Yeah, because you sent it to YBSF, so you knew.
They get everybody.
But what was it called? The Bay Area is the most racist place I've ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which was just a subjectively true statement. Mm-hmm. I knew it had some juice on it. But
right.
It was subjectively true.
A little clickbait. I get it.
So,
but it was a good article.
It was
interesting perspective.
Yeah. I have a reflection about that too. But like, you know, what I'll say in short is just like, you know, I got here and I just wasn't ready for certain types of assumptions that would get made about me so frequently. And I'll say one other thing about that too, like something I didn't put in the article back then, but I've learned as I've just evolved spiritually, just to accept is like, you know, my intuitional truth is true as well. And like, you know, when you're talking to somebody who sees you as an equal, you know, when you're just talking to somebody who thinks you cool, you know, when you're talking to somebody who thinks you below you. What I tried to wrap logic around in the clearest examples that were real and authentic in that article came from the intuitional was like, a lot of people talk to me like they think I'm less than them. I was like, y'all think black people is shit. That is crushing, you know what I mean? To go from, and my personal story was also coming from sort of like the highest moment in my adult life. Like, I just built my castle and it was like, you know, like, and then to come to a place where I felt like, it felt very clear to me that the surrounding majority thought much, much less of us here than I felt like they did in New York City. Now other people could agree or disagree. Or like even even what I experienced in certain southern cities, simply because while the South does not necessarily, it's not always progressive around attitudes, there's just a higher density of us who stayed. And so that you just get more opportunity, I believe, to just, you might know the black, this person, whatever you think is some pejorative profession to have, but it might also be the black mayor or the black this. And you just get more of an exposure to that, in my personal belief, in these southern cities. So all that is to say, that hit me like really hard when I got here. And it was days where, you know, man, it might sound kind of funny, but I have days when I would just be crying. And it wouldn't just be like crying because like, oh, racism, but it would be crying because I'd be like, wow, it's really exhausting to be a black man here. And like, I have those days when I just walk down, because I'm an eye contact person. When I just see people in the street in the South, see somebody in the contact, you do it, what's up? Even in New York, we don't make a lot of eye contact, but if you have a reason to brush, you have a genuine, authentic, you know, interaction. You know, often I walk down the street and like, you know, I want to make that eye contact, do that hello thing. And from, I'm going to just call it how I've experienced it, white and Asian. And by Asian, the ones who typically their parents were maybe upper middle class a generation before, they have, like, you'll get that look like, how dare you even look at me? You know? And I'm talking about from whomever it might be, age, whatever. It's just like, I never found a way to wrap that into a way that people, that would just seem like unassailable. You couldn't, because you can rip apart and say, well, that's just your experience. But I am saying, like, and I notice it every time I get back here from a place I've just visited. You know what I mean?
You do it to other black people too. You get that from black people when you try to do the like eye contact.
Oh, no. That, yeah. I should make this. No, I'm talking about white people.
Okay, specifically.
And
I was gonna say, yeah.
I think homophobia is like,
that might be a different issue.
It is definitely.
For the most part, black people real quick, like, y'all real, and also real, like, y'all go hard, man. It's just like,
yeah.
That's
what,
but
you don't have to know you to go hard for you either.
That is very true. Look, my homegirl Ayana, I don't know if you listen to Ayana. Ayana, we went to grad school together. Yeah. Y'all might know her, honestly. We went to grad school together. And when we got it, she made sure I was plugged into everything.
Yes.
She still be here because I'm like a homebody. She's like, what are you doing right now?
you know it's a barbecue one block away. Get out your bed, come here.
You know it's a barbecue.
Right. It was a barbecue.
Yeah. Right.
No, I feel that, though, because even at home in Mississippi, it's like the Black community, they want to, like, they act like they want to like each other and they act like they really want to support each other. But I feel like being out here, especially when I, like, when I'm in Oakland in particular, it seems genuine. Like, it's like a genuine, oh, my homegirl's having this event, you come. And then it's like when I go to different events, like if I'm at a Oakland event, then it'll be people there, like, from different, from other, you know, groups and businesses that'll be there supporting. And I think that's, like, super dope because I didn't see that much at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even look at the lake on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It went from 2 people to, like, 20,000. Right. Just on such, just on the strength of, like...
Yeah.
That's so amazing, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All because this white lady called a cop. Right. It was all some petty shit.
Right.
It was all some, girl, we're going to laugh at you for a long time. Right.
Remember the real, he was like, you about to be a meme forever.
Did he say that?
Yeah,
the dude
was like,
that
yeah,
part.
You're going to get internet forever. So.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go back to what you were saying about, you know, being Black in the Bay and, like, digging more into, like, y'all's experiences on being Black in the Bay. Like, is that, even me from the Bay, I'm always, like, bewildered at, like, you know, just going into San Francisco. Like, I don't go into, you work in, Elsa works in San Francisco, but I barely go there because I work in Oakland. When I do go there, I'm just, like, I, like, literally shocked every time at just, like, the lack of people of color. Just, it just seems so stale. Like, no disrespect to San Francisco, I know you live there, but, like, I don't know, it's just so different, like, seeing that amount of non-people of color is always a shock to me. And I know you guys coming from places like Mississippi and LA, Virginia, all these places, like, how is that coming here and, you know, being Black in the Bay, that experience?
Some kind of culture shock.
You guys, one thing that was huge to me were basically the Asian population. Mm-hmm. And how do I put this? Mm. How it seems
say exactly what you mean.
Like
say.
They want to be Black. Mm. Oh. I can be on a bus and girl. Listen to kids in high school just screaming the N-word.
Why do people say the N-word out here?
And I'm like, right now, who raised you and why is it okay? And what made you think that was cool? And are you trying to be Black? Mm-hmm. Do you think that being Black is cool? It just really blew my mind. That was a big, big culture shock for me. It was just that the way they act. that was crazy for me. Yeah. And I was just like, wow, okay, so it's like being Black, they want to make it seem like a privilege, but it's like, well, wait, it's not really, it's not all sweet. And it's just like they can take that part of being Black and make it sound good and make it look good, but it's like, well, what about people that are actually Black? Because we don't get all, it's more than the good things. It's a lot of the bad shit that we have to go through too. Yeah, it's totally different. Yeah. That was crazy for me.
I remember thinking about that too, like in middle school and high school. Just, these Asians just walking around saying all kinds of things, acting out all kinds of ways, and it was so acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think too, because we don't have the population that they have in order to create that kind of presence. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That omnipresence of like, you can't disrespect the culture like that. So I might be able to check somebody, but when's the next time they're gonna see another person or another Black woman or another, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting point though, because that's so true.
Not a lot of people talk about that. I feel like it's very like people see it and we're like, I see you, but like we don't talk about that specifically, the Asian thing.
And, I mean, this is also the topic that was like what my other second disappointment was when I got here, was just like the lack of depth that white people engaged in this conversation, because like all of this stuff we're talking about right now is so sophisticated, so nuanced, it's racial dynamics, and then coming from the Bay, from the outside in, you think it's the most progressive place you will ever come to in your life. So I found it kind of ironic and almost like, you know, I found it interesting that woman happened to be here, because I'm like, she was an extreme version of something that is, in my opinion, fairly pervasive here among white people and some Asian people in my experience. You know what I mean? Like that feeling that like y'all literally are at the bottom of our society's totem pole.
Mm-hmm.
When you show up as any other way as that, I don't even have a way to sort of calculate you, and I'm probably going to calculate the one that's most deficit based. I'm like, how is this the Bay? And now don't get me wrong, there's another, you know, there's people of every race who come here because they're so freaking down, and like I got friends of all races like that, so don't get me wrong, like
this place still holds to its heritage, you know what I'm saying? I feel like
sure,
at the roots.
Absolutely.
But y'all do know the white people I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Of
all
right, course.
That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, even living here, most of, you know, I went to school on the East Coast in the Northeast, but even coming back, there is this illusion of the Bay being so progressive, specifically like San Francisco. Mm-hmm. San Francisco hides under this, you know, progressive, yeah, ultra liberal.
Like, we're at City Hall.
Yeah, umbrella. But I mean, when you come down to policy, when you come down to like legislation, and you come down to London,
when you come down to having like a one-on-one conversation. Yeah.
Where are you? Mm-hmm. You know? So, I mean, it's very, very true. I think it sounds good, and I think there are points of San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, mm-hmm, history, Richmond's history, that prove that they are really down for the cause. I mean, nobody's gonna shit on that. But, yeah, part of that is just an illusion.
But there are a lot of, like, people doing groundwork, and there's, mm-hmm, a lot of grassroots organizing down here, and there's a lot of ways to get clicked into a lot of those spaces. Like Black Lives Matter was two of the founders are from out here. Like, they run organizations that are based out here. Like,
yeah.
So it's very, I think this space is extremely clicked in, and like, I don't know, it sometimes may not seem like it because we do deal with a lot of like microaggressions just being, mm-hmm, like in these diverse spaces. Like BART alone has been like so, like,
don't.
It's been very triggering for me. It's been very like hostile for me. It's been a lifesaver for me sometimes. But like at the same time, just like I've experienced, and my friends have experienced, like, oh, terrible things at BART, and that's literally just the fucking train station. Like,
yeah,
that's not even the shit that I hear, like, that I ignore because, mm-hmm, I have my headphones in and you think I can't fucking hear you, yeah, mm-hmm, that I ignore walking by, like, mm-hmm, black or white or Asian or, mm-hmm, whoever. Like, there is that, like, oh, we're diverse, but so we can say whatever the fuck we want. But it's like, no, mm-hmm, like, there's, like, you're gonna get checked at some level, like, yeah, that's fucked up. Like, mm-hmm, so I feel the racism, but I don't think that's, I don't know, like, I feel like the black community is so, like, lit out here, like,
yeah,
even when in Berkeley, like, I feel like it's a PWI, predominantly white institution, and it's like we were 3% there, and that is it's a clear reflection of the state and of, mm-hmm, honestly the country right now. And I think, yeah, it's like you have to learn, I had to learn how to move in that, like, everything was like on tenfold, like, mm, white people literally pushing past me, like, not getting into frat parties, like, having like water hoses pulled out on us by the fucking Berkeley PD, like, so many things happened to me, like, while racist things, that while I was supposed to be under the protection, mm-hmm, of this grand, like, education and this grand, like, number one public institution. And yeah, it was a facade, and then once I graduated, they all smacked me in my face, like, mm-hmm, yeah, welcome to Oakland, nigga. Like,
you graduated.
Right. Graduation day. It's like, wow. It's not all hyphy, and it's not all,
yeah,
black love. It is a lot of internalized hatred, and I think there's a lot of external shit that we deal with. And then moving through the city as a black man is like, even, it's like, you have people that are terrified of you. You have, mm, people that think they can walk all over you. You have people that assume so many different things. And it's like, damn, you didn't even know that I was half Salvadorian until, mm-hmm, well, you may never know that until you fucking ask. Like, right, you just make so many assumptions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will say that there is,
I think too, we also forget about all the other, like, counties and parts of the Bay Area. So, like,
true,
we,
yeah,
talk about Oakland and San Francisco. We're obviously from San Jose, so we got to talk about it. Largest city, by the way, in the Bay Area.
10th largest city in America.
And third largest city in California,
yeah,
behind, I think it's LA, San Diego, San Jose.
Okay, know your data.
Okay, we got to know the data. Yes.
That's all we got.
Come on, we got a lot more than that.
Well, you know, those are our statistics.
Sure. But there's also Merced, and there's Stockton, and there's like these places
in the
valley. No. I'm just saying, like, in the valley that like, mm-hmm, are red states, right? So there are places in California, yeah, too, specifically Northern California, that aren't these ultra liberal.
Yeah, and those spaces, right, those black communities are under attack. Like, mm-hmm, I feel like our communities are being pumped with, like, I'm a bit of a conspiracist, like, being pumped with, like, math,
yes,
and, like, just, like, a lot of different, like, shit that I didn't see when I was in high school, or, like, I didn't see, or maybe because I was young, but I didn't see, like, when I first moved out here.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, And I was exposing myself to a lot of shit. Like, I was hanging out with grown dudes, like, mm-hmm. not minding my business, doing way too much. Like, mm-hmm. and yeah, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that people have to deal with out in the Bay. Like, you might have, like, you might not be able to afford your place next month. Like, mm-hmm. and if you have kids, like, if you have, like, all this shit, it's mm-hmm. like, damn.
So I came from Portland.
You know. Okay. Great. You got it.
So.
No sales tax.
Being black. Yeah, no sales tax. And you don't pump your own gas.
Yeah, it's real different out there. Yeah. You're so sweet.
Shout out to Portland.
Portland
is going through like a lot of stuff that, a lot of the same stuff that Oakland's going through, like gentrification and stuff like that. But Portland's population is already just, I was just looking it up. It's 6.3% out there black. Mm-hmm. So I'm coming from that to this. So when I first got here, it was almost like a reintroduction to our black community. Mm-hmm. Although, like, I had my people up there, and I had tons of white friends up there, tons of everything friends up there. But here, it was just different. It was just like, it reminded me of like whenever I would travel somewhere, leave Portland, and like get off the plane in Atlanta.
Mm,
yeah. Right. Like,
oh,
hella shot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The Sean John and Airport.
Right.
Right away.
Oh yeah, that airport's like the biggest airport too. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's huge.
And then like going back to Portland, when you get on the plane, you're like, I'm on a plane to Portland.
Right.
So for me, you know, I don't know. Like, I think it's been refreshing. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm still in a space where romanticizing it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just so, and there's still some, you know, there's layers to it all in terms of like native Oakland natives and, mm-hmm. you know, black transplants and all that, and doing business with people here and all that, and how, you know, there's days where I gotta feel like I gotta tread lightly. Like, I live, you know, relatively downtown, like by the lake or whatever. So there's like these conversations of like, am I a gentrifier? But mm-hmm. black, so is it okay? And so, you know, but it's dope. I mean, Oakland's dope. It's definitely a change of pace that I'm enjoying right now. So,
so it sounds like a lot of the, I guess, perceived notions that it was going to be this progressive, liberal place, but maybe for everyone it wasn't necessarily like that when they got here. What are some other stereotypes that maybe you guys like, oh, okay, I'm moving to the Bay, this is about to happen, and then...
About how we look, how we talk, yeah, like, right, how
my
we
dad
act.
Was like, don't go to Oakland when you get up there. Stay in Berkeley. You're not leaving Berkeley. Like, they're like, don't leave Berkeley. Like, San Francisco, cool. Berkeley, like... Don't, and I, for a minute, I didn't go to Oakland until, like... Oh, what was it, like a Q, like a, yeah, a Q party,
a Q
like,
party.
Yeah.
At the Q
or
house.
Like, yeah, Fatpacking Community Last Center out. House thing. And it was lit, and I'm like, my life was changed. Yeah. And like, I was like, I'm forever gonna, we would like go to the lake, like Lake Chalet, try to be bougie and shit. Yeah. Like, so, yeah, I was like, yes. What was the question?
Right, like stereotypes of the bit that you guys had or perceptions that you got here, and you're okay, like, yeah.
I thought it was gonna be so hood and dangerous.
I just was like, yeah. It's Cali.
Yeah.
It's Cali, it's good weather, I'm ready. Yeah. I was gonna be 9 months of rain out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's do it. And then like, I moved in November. And first few weeks were nice, because you got mm-hmm. that late summer.
Right.
And then I was just turning to Portland all over again.
Yep.
I was like, man, what is this?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was going to be my first answer. So, yeah. But I'll give a second. It's like an opposite of a stereotype. It's just something I didn't know until I got here. I remember one time, like, I had, like, visited out here, and I was hanging out with a group of friends, and these is all, like, friends of color, you know what I mean? And it was, like, after leaving a club or something like that. And so they had a little circle. They were just passing around some weed, right? Now, all of a sudden, at this point, I lived in New York still. All of a sudden, the cop car pulls into the parking lot where we was by this little Mexican truck or whatever, right? And so then...
Mexican truck.
Yeah, or whatever, taco truck.
No, that's a California... That's a Bay experience.
Yeah, like, okay, so we used to hang out there. I'm like, oh shit, we all in trouble now, you know what I mean? Cop gets out of the car, walks up to the group,
stands there and says, excuse me, walks around to the taco truck, orders a taco. I was like, what is this place? Like, I went back to everybody. Like, y'all don't understand this. My cousin is getting in town. She's visiting me from D.C. She's getting in town, like, right now. Mm-hmm. And she, I'm going to take her to the lake because yeah. everybody who visits is so shocked when they're like, wow,
y'all, you can smoking.
Just, it's just like we in the lake. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Walking down the block.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Before it passed, yeah.
Before it passed.
I was like, damn.
Right.
Yeah.
It's day out here. Yeah. When I go home to LA, or, yeah, when I go home to LA, I feel like my parents, they like call me sensitive or like.
Really?
Know that, yeah, that like, I know, like, oh, you think you know, like, so. But I think that's like, I feel like everyone up here, I don't think it's like a sensitivity. I feel like people are like genuinely woke. Like there's like an understanding of identity and like where you fit and like your culture. And I don't know. I think there's one. That's a stereotype that I heard in LA. Like everyone in the Bay is hella sensitive. Like,
well, it's funny you say that because
nobody, like,
you know our relation. Like NorCal and SoCal, you already know how that goes. Mm-hmm. So it's actually very interesting to hear you say that because y'all swear this about us. Mm-hmm. And y'all, we swear things about you guys, like, like facts, right? We have better Mexican food, but like
that's
y'all would.
Wrong, though.
No, it's
that's
not.
So, that is so crazy wrong. Like, how
is that crazy?
How do you think you are farther from the?
It doesn't matter.
That the food is better.
It doesn't like, matter. Actually, I don't even hear LA
conversation.
Y'all have Canadian
cider fries? Like,
of course we do.
What
are you talking about?
Point me
well,
to where.
Y'all gotta go. Y'all gotta
go. Oh, you gotta go to East.
No.
You gotta go to East. You gotta go to
shut
this
up.
One
you
spot.
Have to go to San Jose. Okay, San Jose. Like,
see, the
remember,
is,
going
yeah.
to the Bay. The Bay, you know.
Y'all come here
thing.
And try to do that bougie Mexican. Like, go to the taquerias. Go to, like, the grandmother selling it out of the trunks. Like, I don't know.
Tamales out the trunk.
Tamales in the trunk.
I ain't buying no tamales out the trunk.
But no, it really is. All jokes aside, though, it's interesting because you know we've LA and us, like we, I don't know if you, do you guys know that? But like LA and the Bay got our own like
street, like there's like authentic ass Mexican food. Like you go to like
no, LA
like,
has really like, good Mexican
Pueblo,
food.
Like, yeah,
sure,
like,
yeah. Yeah, we have that too, though. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
That's interesting. Any,
how long do you guys expect to stay here? Like, if you could say 5, 10, 15 years, 3 years, like, how long do you guys see yourselves living here?
That's what I'm through with. In for the long haul.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I can
y'all
afford
ride or
it,
die?
Like,
yeah.
I would love to, like, build here.
Yeah.
I'm already building.
I feel like for me, I really want to be a nomad so bad in life. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be the type that'll leave work for a couple months and go travel around Europe or... I don't know, because I just, like, my parents were divorced. We never went on family vacations. We never just did, like, these big, like, annual cruise or anything like that. So I feel like in order for me to get to how I want to be in life, I want to experience a lot of different stuff. Mm-hmm. That means different cultures. That means different places. And coming out here to somewhere that's a total 360 from what I'm used to and where I'm from, it just makes me appreciate the art of moving around. So, I don't know. I could see myself maybe being here another year or so.
Dang.
But, you know, I feel like... But, you know, the part that gets me is, like, the whole housing thing.
Yeah.
Because I just... I'm not used to it. So, yeah. It's just like... And I want to move to Oakland. I've always wanted to move to Oakland since I moved here officially in August. And it's just... I work in the Presidio. So, for me, that would be a really crazy commute because the Presidio is about 30 minutes away from downtown. Where I work.
Yeah.
So that would just be crazy. The bar makes me anxious and I couldn't do it every day. But I don't know. I kind of see myself passing through in the next couple of years.
I mean, on a lot of the same reasons, like cities have this interesting relationship. If I can just say one thing, because I actually wrote a piece about a city I used to live. Cities have metaphors like women to me. They're like relationships. And like,
okay.
It's like, I feel like I have experienced probably more intense relationships with my cities.
Sounds like it.
It's real, because I actually wrote a piece about like,
a man about
one
that.
Time when I was going through a stuff, I wrote New York, I miss you. But like, anyway, the point is like, because of that, it's hard for me to, I wouldn't know a timetable of when, but I've never been in one place where I can't even, it's hard to imagine that would happen, but you know, who knows what happens in life. Mm-hmm. Life is a project.
you know, I can't really say. I didn't expect to be in Portland for 10 years. So I was up there for like around the sixth or seventh year. I was like, I got to get out of here. And it took me like 4 years to get out of there. Mm-hmm. So I definitely haven't reached that point in Oakland yet. I've been building. I've been doing business with people. I've got some opportunities and visions and things that could keep me here for a really long time. That being said, I think we were talking about it before we started recording, is that I've lived in so many places and like my family's bounced around since I was one, that I'm no stranger to wanting to be somewhere else. Although, like, having lived in somewhere for 10 years, I traveled a lot, but I had a home base. I think that's how I like it. It's like, I like to go see places, and then I like to come back and reset. So, if Oakland is that spot and that I can build, create stuff with people, and then go and experience other cultures and come back, you know, I think I can make that work for a while. But if it meant going and, you know, the opportunity it took me somewhere else, I at least consider it, you know, even right now.
I would love to stay. But just hearing like I don't think my upbringing is just not that, like, we've always moved. Like, my parents have been like, if you're uncomfortable with something, like, it's not quitting, like, leave it, like, you're good, like, just change direction. So I think I just counted it up today, like, damn, 8 years.
Yeah.
It's supposed to just be for school and skedaddle.
I do feel like in my personal life, though, like, I've always experienced like a strong like symbiosis with people who have stayed in, and had that feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, every time I go home to Virginia, I spend time with my family. Like, you know, I leave remembering how important community is, or how important, like, and just same thing here, like everything we were talking about. So it's kind of like, you know, I don't even know where that was, but I guess I wanted to ask y'all, like, are y'all here for life? And that might be putting y'all on the spot, but like, or you know, what how does the how does how you answer that question change being somebody who's been here for so long?
Mm-hmm. So you lived in Trails as well.
Yeah, well, for like college and then
I've lived many places. I've lived in Europe a couple times, and I've lived in New York, but mainly San Jose, like, has been my spot, and then Oakland now. So for me, I'm definitely like same, like definitely kind of nomadic. I can see myself leaving the Bay in a couple years or so, just to like see what else is out there. Like, I just love the like the cultural aspect of going to different places, and like, you go here, okay, I was in Italy, and now I feel like I have this like, okay, this little connection with Italy, and then I was in London, I'm like, okay, now I have this little connection with like London and that culture, and then New York was like, okay, everyone's there. So I just feel like it, for me, like, it's just really good in terms of like character building, but also just getting a worldly view of, you know, life and people and culture and how people interact. So
well, much like everyone else's point, and it's funny because you guys aren't from here and we are, but ultimately, if I could stay here, if I could afford to stay here, I would, right? And I think a lot of Oakland, Bay Area locals feel the same way. So if I could, I don't want to leave. I'm not leaving. I like, you know, I...
Yeah, also very much. She's not going anywhere.
I travel a lot, and I have... I love to be in Jamaica, and if I could live in Jamaica, I would, and spend my time, you know, spend a quarter of the year there, I would do that. But I like having my base, and I like coming back to my base and what I know and comfort and routine. So I will be here forever. Yeah, I will be here forever.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing about Californians in particular, I always ask, would you ever live anywhere else other than California? They're like, no, like, hell no. No, I'm not
like, why would
you? You always have to come back.
It sounds good. We'll be like, yeah, you know what? Let's go. Let's live in New York for a little bit. Like, let's go to Florida for a little bit. And it's like, I got to go.
I'm going to get arrested too quick. California always just fit my lifestyle.
Specifically the Bay, no shade, but it's, well, even in LA, but like, we just have an attitude, we have a state of mind, right? So like, if you can't, if it's not on par wherever we go, it's like, oh, we gotta head back west, we gotta go back home.
People ask me sometimes, like, would you move back to Miami or Florida in general, because my family's there, and I've told them, like, y'all gotta come see me. I'm not gonna, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been here, like, I've been on the west coast now going on 13 years, and like, it's just the pace, you know, the flow of people. I mean, I'm East Coast just as much as I'm West Coast. Like, yeah. When I need to be on the hustle, I'm like, I turn it up or I stay up all night or whatever. But yeah, I can't really pick a city on the East Coast that I'm like, it's comparable to like a LA or a Bay Area or something like that. I'm like, that's got as much going on. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe Atlanta because it's not too cold.
Right.
But like, when I think about New York, yeah, I'm just like, man, it's just so cold. Mm-hmm. And then like Miami's cool, but like as far as industry and all that stuff, like, yeah. I don't know if I'd be able to make it there. So.
Right. I mean, I will say that feeling about California. I actually will say that because, like, having been here a couple years, it's just so beautiful. Like, yeah. We didn't get on the topic of how y'all just got me on the hiking. I'm on the hiking like that.
You got nature.
I was talking about outside, right? Yeah. Me and my roommate was talking about hiking, and I was like, yeah, I tend to do it like once a week now. I was like, damn. So, yeah. California, y'all got a special place. Y'all got to keep it a secret because, like, you know, everybody.
That's probably, that's you know, what we got to do.
Right. Because everyone's trying to, like, it's like, okay, let's go on a date, but, like, let's go on a biking date. Let's go on a hiking
picnic.
Date.
Like, we at the lake.
Right.
Farmer's market. Have you guys started eating, like, organic since you moved here?
Yes.
Oh, that got
avocado
too much GMO.
Avocado.
You can drink from the tap out here. Mm-hmm. I do like that.
Although I don't do that. But yeah, that is a big thing. I personally don't. But that is a big thing. That is a big thing, drinking out the tap.
Yes. Don't do that in LA.
Right, because y'all real close to Mexico and like.
No, because people dump in the motherfucking LA River and that shit thumbs up.
Actually, I got hives from showering in LA water.
Okay, so Elsa does not like LA.
I love LA. Come on, I love LA.
Okay, well, we're coming close, but I want to end with a quick word association game. So I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say a word, and y'all, whoever wants to, or everybody, or
let's have everybody shout, like all four of you shout out what you
whatever comes to mind
at
first.
The same time. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Okay. San Francisco.
Nope.
Oh, okay, we had note and we had three deep sighs.
Right? I thought you were going to count us off.
No, I said Twitter.
Twitter.
I thought you were going to count us off.
Oh, sorry.
Expensive.
Okay. Oakland.
Yo.
Crime.
What'd you say, Darren?
I'm just laughing.
Come on, Darren.
Oakland. I don't know. For some reason, my hand does like this.
Okay. So, like, okay. Turpin.
Hyphy. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Right, because the next one is hyphy. What comes to mind?
Movement.
Culture.
Oakland. Turn up.
Yes.
Okay. Wait. What about what comes to? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear Oakland?
Oakland.
Right on.
Dwayne, can
West
we get
Oakland.
West Oakland? Okay. Yes.
Yes,
I love that.
Oh, wait, I thought it was woke. Like,
yeah, it is woke.
But it's like,
I thought y'all was gonna be so much more militant. I was like, right. Was like, we woke. I was like, I thought this might just gonna be an ambush or something. Like,
it honestly depends on the day. Okay. Right. So this, I mean, it's Wednesday, so we can
right.
Catch us on a Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the word hella?
That word. I'm not gonna say it. That's my reaction.
Annoying.
What?
Okay. Hate. So annoying.
Mad. Because I'm from East Coast, like
right.
My
that's
mind.
That's the version.
Oh, yeah.
Tight. OD. Mad. Right.
Natural for you, right?
Yeah. I feel like I say hello like how I say like.
How about tech?
Geek.
Obnoxious.
Okay.
I think Prius. All
right. E40.
Hey, Slur K. Hey.
Stop water. I didn't
think
that
Oakland. Yeah, it's just like a star.
Right. Okay.
Wait, have y'all had Slur K? The fucking.
No.
It's like this, like, oh my god. Try Slur K. It's like E40's, like, flavored. I think it's brandy or some shit.
Smirk.
Okay. Malt liquor. Yeah.
Smirk.
Dope. Okay, awesome.
Thank you guys so much. That wraps up our transplant episode.
Yes. Do you guys want to shout out any social media?
I know
projects?
We have two people who have blogs here that I know of.
Oh, yeah.
Kayla has a blog.
Yeah, my blog is whatkaysays.com.
Okay. Darren, your social media?
You can follow, I have two Instagrams. One is DVRRIN, and then you can also follow, I'm like getting my creative direction, producing Game Up, so you can follow my other like He's producing popping. Page at Direction, so it's DARRAction. So, you know, follow me. Shout out LA, shout out New York, shout out El Salvador, shout out my fucking Oakland, shout right. out. Right.
It's my name, Carlon Myrick, CARLONMYRICK. That's every handle from Instagram to Twitter, and then it's carlonmyrick.com is the link.
If you're a student of Carlon's, comment below.
All my social media is at Champagne Duane, DUANE. That's my music handle. And then I have a brand called Kinfolk, KINFOAK. So it's spelled like Oakland. I got a lot of Bay Area based graphic tees.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes. Stuff like that. So check it out. I got a Barbecue Becky t shirt.
That was fast. Inside job.
Yeah. At KINFOAK is the brand.
Yes. And we are Wokeland Podcast everywhere. You know, subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, anywhere you guys can get podcasts. And if you guys like this episode or any of our other episodes, please leave us a review on iTunes if you so kindly please. That's it. Thank you.